You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Jack Scrimshaw, Hawthorn Star Defender, has been good enough to join me right now. Thanks to rjsanderson.com.au. Personal and business tax experts. Jack, thanks for coming on the show. Great to have you.
No worries, Dwayne. Thanks for having me on, mate.
Can you sort some stuff out for me, Chris? Because sometimes we read too much into stuff and you can sort it out and tell us whether it has any impact or no impact. Firstly, did it have any impact on you guys, the Hall of Fame dinner during the week? The history lesson that a few of you got, I'm not sure if you went or not, but we tried to read into it whether it did have an impact on the player group to get them back on track this week?
I personally didn't go to that event. It was, by all reports, it was a great night. And I've actually listened to a few of the speeches. Look, I don't know if it affected the whole playing group, but myself, I listened to the speeches. I saw Luke Hodge's speech, and I also saw Mitch's speech, and what Hawthorn meant to them, obviously, when they were playing, and the standards that they were able to drive to get the results that the club ultimately were after was super special. So
glad you clarified that for us, Jack. Also, can you tell us, we try and work out how it is that you can play as badly with the effort that you had against the Gold Coast and turn it around so quickly from week to week. Is that an impossible question to answer, how that can happen?
Yeah, look, we're obviously very disappointed in the effort that we brought to the Gold Coast. It's obviously really tough to play up there. Gold Coast play the conditions really well, and they're always quite fierce and hard at the contest, and they gave us a touch-up. So, yeah, it was probably something that we really needed in a way that was able to, get us back on track and, go back to, the stands that we want to hold ourselves to.
Mouth guards at training, did that help you during the week? Is that something that other coaches might do? And did it work for you guys when Sam said bring the mouth guards and you had a competitive session?
Yeah, I reckon it did, yeah. Obviously, it was a tough week for us on the track. And, also being embarrassed in a way against Gold Coast definitely added some sort of fire to the belly of all the players. And, we're keen to make amends, and yeah, we had a really good week on the track, and that's the challenge for us now, is to hold that standard and continue to bring that sort of effort and intent every week.
Fine line, isn't it? Because you've got a heap of guys out injured anyway, but you bring your mouth guards, you have a session like that, you're in danger of losing another one or two.
Yeah, that's the thing, but I guess it's the price we've got to pay if we want to continue to rise and play the footy that we want to play. So, it's sort of a price we had to pay in the end.
So was it simply effort level? Obviously, tactics are a big part of the game, but it just seemed like your effort level was way above North's. Your aggression at the ball, your aggression to win every contest, your aggression, your hard running when you didn't have the ball in defence?
Yeah, no, we obviously, the game that we had against Gold Coast, we let ourselves down, and that's not what we wanted to play like ever, really. I think Sam said after the game that he hoped that we were past that. And, it was sort of on the leaders at the club to, really drive the standards throughout the week. And, we want to bring that consistently now. So, that's the challenge for us as a group, being able to back it up. But, it was a good start on the weekend. We need to continue that throughout the year.
And how you decide your positioning, it seems like a lot of defenders do like to play back shoulder, and it has been the way, but How much of it is decided by where every other body is around you, where the congested part of the game is and where the space is around you? And how much is it decided by the video you watch of where your guy kind of wants you to be?
Yeah, it sort of changes every week. I guess, you know, it's helping a little bit that players are starting to sort of go to Sis and try to nullify his influence. And, yeah, it probably changes our positioning a little bit. Sometimes it's more back shoulder, but maybe it's a little bit more in front because that's how Sis is sort of playing with it, with a defender on his back. So, yeah, it sort of changes depending on who you're on, sort of look at their strengths. What they like to do, and yeah, we definitely look a lot at you know, different players throughout the week and see what they want to how they want to play. So yeah, we just go off that.
Do you play more in front if you believe that you're going to be able to outread the guy you're on and attack the ball and be the intercept marker that you want to be?
Yeah, it's having a fine line of, you know, where how far away the ball is from you. I feel you know, if the ball's probably more than a kick away, I like to sit in front, and as the ball's sort of getting a little bit closer, you like to, you know, have a bit more touch and feel on your opponent, and just make sure you know where he is, so, you know, he can't influence the contest. So yeah, it's playing a bit in front and then also knowing when to play from behind as well.
And it does look like you've got a couple of runners from defence. How important is it to have the... Well, Frosty doesn't run as much as he used to, but you got Weddle now taking off from defence. You do like to have the occasional run. You do have the license to do it.
Yeah, that's a good thing about our back line at the minute. I feel like we've got a lot of guys that can play multiple roles. You look at Josh Weddle, he played on Jeremy Cameron when we played Geelong, and then he's also playing up higher on smaller sort of more hybrid types. So it's good having that versatility around the group as a back line. And Sis can also play tall and small, and I feel like I can do that as well. So, yeah, we're pretty versatile, and, yeah, we're open to play multiple roles. It's good.
And Josh Weddle had a great game on the weekend. He really put his heart and soul into a couple of contests where he could have got crushed. But he had a moment against Collingwood. Does that get addressed in front of the group? Do you know the moment I'm talking about? And did Sam address it, or does that get done one-on-one these days?
Yeah, no, it definitely got addressed. That's not what we want to see as a club. And, you know, that was probably shown a lot through the Gold Coast game. There was a lot of instances where guys were, you know, not going full tilt into a contest or whatever. And that's not what we want to stand for. So, yeah, we're quick to stamp that out. And I was wrapped with, you know, how he bounced back. I thought he was, yeah, incredibly tough on the weekend, putting himself in the hole and, yeah, being tough. We know exactly, you know, the player that he is, so it's good to see him do that stuff.
Yeah, nice to celebrate it as well because he was great. Who will you get back this week? Will Will Day play? Will Mitch Lewis play? Who's coming back?
Yeah, if training all goes well this week, we'll see Will back this week, which will be... Yeah, huge boost for us. I think Mitch is a little touch and go. He's got to get through training and see how he pulls up. But, yeah, it'd be great to have those two back in, and they'll add to our strengths as a side.
Jack, great to have a chat to you. Love watching you play. You're flying at the moment, even though you want more wins. But personally, you're going well. So great to watch you. I'll see you this weekend.
Yeah, appreciate it, Dwayne. Thanks so much.